Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Dean's a regular, comes every year, has been forever.
Right.
His lovely wife, and they just dropped off some money.
Right.
Thank you. Cash works. Cash works, really.
Get us to buy some toys.
Yeah.
Speaking of toys and baby needs and things like that.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
We have just hit the mother load, as we do every year, courtesy of the Glastonbury Rotary and their outstanding president, Jonathan Larrabee. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
So what have you – Ray came back in from going to –
Take a break.
Get a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, watch the
as
construction
we like to say.
Across the way.
And maybe light up a heater. And said there were three big vans out there. What did you guys bring?
So this year marks the 24th year that the Glastonbury Rotary Club has been delivering a truckload – baby supplies
and
to Salvation Army store. Yep. We had a record this year.
I heard last year was 8,000, and you've gone over the top this year.
Yeah, the club really stepped up. Our donation of baby supplies this year totaled over
$10,000. Wow. How fabulous is that? So,
that's one of the things nobody ever thinks of, though. You think, okay, the toys, and please be thinking of the toys. You think about the cash, yeah, please be thinking about that. But and the food, absolutely.
Right.
But a lot of people don't think about how expensive it is. I mean, I know times four, how expensive it is to have a kid. You know, you're talking about
it
baby
food. I've raised three boys.
Oh, you've gone through it, too.
I understand that very well.
I got three plus an extra. And we have, you know, but diapers. Diapers are not cheap. All that stuff. I mean, it's not cheap at all.
I mean, long ago, the club recognized that there was a great need for these items at this time
God
of year.
Bless
it's, not,
you.
It's typically not on people's radar as a donation item. So we stepped in and we filled that void.
How did you go about raising this?
Yeah.
So this year the funds came directly, much of the funds came directly from the Rotary Club. We agreed to triple match all the funds that we raised from the local grocery stores.
Yeah.
We have local grocery stores that we partner with.
Well, I know HBM's
every year.
Highland Park.
We've had
Gardeners.
Two grocery stores here in town that have stepped up and donated every year for the last 24 years. One is Gardner's Market.
Down in South Glastonbury.
Yeah, in South Glastonbury. And then Highland Park Market. Yeah.
Right.
And they just brought some by, too.
They just brought a good check too. So.
And this year, we actually had a ShopRite help us
out.
Oh, nice.
Good for you to get on the team.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
Good for them.
Also
Thank
locally
you very much.
Owned.
Yep.
Two locations.
God, that's really cool.
Close by.
And Gardner's, by the way, is a cool market.
Yeah, it's a neat little staple in South Glastonbury.
They're close to, Two Hopewell, which now with free indoor parking, because some car went through the intersection.
Well, they fixed it.
Oh, they did fix
it? Yeah, there's a story on Fox 61 that they had, chipped in and helped.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, it's
a
great place.
I'd also like to thank and give a shout out to a few local businesses here that really stepped up.
Yes, absolutely.
We had Glastonbury Auto Parts, Langan VW, also here
They're
in town.
They're good ones.
The Robert H. Lord Company, which is over in South Windsor, and the Gallery Restaurant really stepped up this year.
Where's the Gallery?
It's an event restaurant over in center of town,
right
off of New London Turnpike.
Yeah, where, you know, get there early to get parking.
Yeah.
That's the way it works there.
And then lastly, I have to thank Rick Cyphers, who's one of our club members. Rick has been organizing this event every year since the beginning.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
He is he's amazing. He does so much for the club. He's our MVP this year. So.
Is he?
Well, I would say if you broke the record, somebody's got to be the
God, that's excellent.
The MVP. How many members do you have in Rotary?
We have about 75 members.
That's a pretty healthy chapter.
Yeah. It's a pretty good sized club. We typically get anywhere from 50 to 60 at our weekly meetings.
Boy, if you've got 75, you get that many, Jonathan, you're doing well.
Yeah.
You're doing something to bring people back.
Well, we do have a fantastic fundraiser that we do every year here in town that kind of draws everyone in to draw some attention to our club. We We sponsor the Lobster Fest here in town.
Oh,
which is
that's
which
a winner.
One of the best. Get there early too.
Biggest
I might say.
Party here in town, so we have fun with that, and that helps us fund a lot of our contributions and donations over the year.
Yeah, if you guys ever, in fact, I think you came close to selling out. If you did not this year,
we sell out every year.
I mean, honest to God, you know, you get in there, it's over at the Elks. You get in there, takes a while to get in because a lot of people are coming because they do, thank God.
Right.
But you know, you got a lobster, you got Stu Leonard's, you got steak. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. Plus, you have steamers. Which
the
is
steamers
great
are amazing.
I know
They're
they
fantastic.
Are. But it's a lot of work. The volunteers there, good.
It is a lot of work. But everybody steps in and steps up, and we get it done. Every year we figure out a way to get it done.
Jonathan Larrabee with us, the president of the Glastonbury Rotary, who raised over $10,000 this year for baby needs. And now, do you have people who specifically are in charge of deciding what you're going to buy? I mean, you know, with no disrespect.
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Do you let the women, like, kind of take charge of this? And
oh, God, no.
Well, the stores are very helpful in kind of coordinating the products that we're buying and all that.
And you know, I mean, that it helps the economy, too, because you're spending that money.
In the community,
you're spending
thank
the money
you.
In the community. You're spending $10,000 in the community, so it goes, it all kind of works hand in hand.
You're right. You're right.
You know?
Why'd you join the club?
What's that?
Why'd you join the club?
That's a great question.
You mean the hair club for men? Or no,
no, no, no, no.
I don't need that.
You and me both.
Yeah, not good
you
for the radio.
Both. Yeah.
So
distinguished.
We, both of my parents were Rotarians.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic civic organization. It's one of the largest in the world.
Yeah,
it's not the
I think
largest
so.
In the world. There's probably a club in every town.
Yeah.
And this club in here in Glastonbury is a pretty cool club.
Well, little by
very,
little.
Very you, proud to be a member of it.
You kind of lose that sense of community sometimes in this modern world of ours where everybody's here and there and moving and all that. It's a great way. It's kind of a rock, a solid building block for a community to know the Rotarians are there. And they're almost everywhere. Well,
they
that's
are.
As you just pointed out.
That's right.
Yeah. And Salvation Army is kind of the same way because a lot of the people in the Army had parents that were involved. And, you know, now here they are in the uniform. It's pretty cool.
It is.
Well, all right. Well, I guess
very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. $10,000 worth of baby need stuff, and that's, you know, that's typical. And again, we talk about the fact that what we do here for 3 weeks helps
stuff.
The Salvation Army for 12 months. People think it's a short term thing, and you know, they forget about all the programs. And we've talked
exactly
with so many people from the Army, like Brenda and Major Fritch and everybody, about what the Army does 12 months a year. It's not just it's not just shelters to keep people warm in the wintertime.
That's right.
What else is new in town?
Yeah, what's going on?
The new hotel.
And the fact that your traffic pattern has finally settled back down.
Yeah, I think they installed a couple of rotaries here in town.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, so that's been, believe it or not, they've actually
helped.
They've actually helped. I would
pretty happy
to
the center of town.
I was skeptical at first, but
he's with the Rotary Club. Of course, he's going to say the Rotary's helped.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, where are they? Are they in the center of town?
Right,
yes.
They're right in the center of town.
Yeah, my cats and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of them right down.
You can't miss them.
Hebron Ave. And
it's a great town. Really
it is. It is. How long have you been here all your life? Or are you a
No, I've been here about 25 years.
Okay.
I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in Summers.
Nice. Oh, okay. Well, that's not a long drive.
So
yeah,
it's Connecticut
moved here
right
after
now.
College.
As we continually say, nothing's
I know.
A long drive.
You know what, though? Nobody knows what the miles are. So if I say, how far is it to Stonington? Nobody will say whatever miles it is. They'll go, oh, it's about an hour and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
We measure things by time, not
right.
by distance.
That's what we do. Well, thank you for all that
yeah,
you've
done. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thanks
in.
For what you've done, Jonathan. It's an incredible donation, and certainly it's going to help a lot of people, a lot of little ones.
Now you got to get some pictures.
We got some pictures.
It's
okay.
It's
thank you very much,
thanks,
guys.
Jonathan. We appreciate it. Jonathan Larrabee,
thanks.
President of the Glastonbury Rotary.
You know what would be nice to come in here would be Katz Hardware. You know, if you guys want to come in, drop a little something off. One of the better hardware stores in America. If not, the best. Well, there's one in West Hartford Center.
Well, that could be even better if they stopped it.
Yeah, but exactly. That's going to put you over the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.